One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
They say that the dead tell no tales, but in the heart of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, that might not be entirely true. Tucked away in this historic Moravian settlement lies God's Acre, a cemetery unlike any other. Perfectly aligned gravestones, an eerie sense of order. Yet something about this place unsettles those who visit. Some say it's just the weight of history pressing down on them. Others, they claim to see shadowy figures gliding between the stones, hear whispers on the wind where no living soul stands. And then there's the tale of the Little Red Man, a restless spirit said to belong to a mischievous shoemaker whose tricks didn't stop with death. Those who've encountered him say he scurries through the old graveyard, disappearing just as quickly as he appears. Is it just overactive imagination? Or has something lingered in Old Salem long after the last burial? Tonight we dig into the legends, the history, and the unexplained mysteries of God's Acre. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. In the heart of North Carolina lies Winston-Salem, a city with roots deeply intertwined with the Moravian Church, a Protestant denomination, originating from what is now the Czech Republic. In 1766, Moravian settlers established the town of Salem, envisioning a community built on principles of faith, unity, and equality. Central to their settlement was the creation of a burial ground that would reflect these values. Thus, in 1771, they consecrated God's Acre, a cemetery embodying their beliefs about life, death, and the afterlife. The Moravians introduced a distinctive approach to burials known as the choir system. This method categorized individuals based on age, gender, and marital status, ensuring that in death as in life, community members were surrounded by their peers. Graves were marked with uniform, flat headstones, symbolizing the egalitarian belief that all are equal in the eyes of God. This simplicity and uniformity set God's Acre apart from other cemeteries of the period, where elaborate monuments often denoted social status. Among the thousands buried in God's Acre are individuals who played pivotal roles in the development of Salem. Melchior Rasp, an Austrian-born master mason, was instrumental in constructing several of the town's significant buildings, including the Single Brothers House in 1769. His craftsmanship left an indelible mark on the architectural landscape of Old Salem. Another notable figure is Christian Treble, a carpenter whose contributions were vital to the community's infrastructure. Their final resting places in God's Acre serve as enduring testaments to their dedication and skill. As the 19th century progressed, the need arose for additional burial grounds to accommodate a growing and diversifying population. In 1857, adjacent to God's Acre, the non-denominational Salem Cemetery was established. This new cemetery reflected broader societal changes and included notable burials, such as that of R.J. Reynolds, the tobacco magnate whose legacy significantly influenced the region's economy and development. Long before ghost tours became popular, whispers of unexplained occurrences circulated among Salem's residents. While the Moravians were deeply spiritual, they were also pragmatic, often attributing unusual events to natural causes. However, certain incidents defied easy explanation, planting the seeds for the rich tapestry of ghost stories that would later emerge from the community's history. One of the most enduring tales from Old Salem is that of Andreas Kremser, affectionately known as the Little Red Man. Kremser, a shoemaker by trade, was known for his playful and mischievous nature. In 1786, while assisting in the excavation of a cellar at the Single Brothers' house, a tragic accident occurred. The overhanging soil collapsed, burying Kremser alive. Though he was rescued, he succumbed to his injuries shortly after. Following his death, residents reported hearing the familiar sounds of his shoemaking tools and glimpsed a small figure clad in red, a color he was fond of wearing, leading to the legend of the Little Red Man. Visitors to God's Acre have occasionally reported encountering shadowy figures, particularly near the older graves during twilight hours. These apparitions are often described as fleeting peripheral visions that vanish upon direct glance. While some attribute these sightings to the play of light and shadow among the uniform headstones, others believe they are manifestations of spirits lingering in the serene burial ground. Beyond visual sightings, God's Acre has been the focal point of various unexplained phenomena. Visitors and staff have reported hearing disembodied footsteps echoing in empty corridors and experiencing sudden cold spots in specific areas of the cemetery. These consistent accounts have contributed to the graveyard's reputation as a hotspot for paranormal activity. The enigmatic occurrences at God's Acre have attracted the attention of paranormal investigators and enthusiasts. Various theories have been proposed to explain the phenomena, ranging from residual hauntings, where energy from past events remains imprinted on the environment, to natural explanations such as the cemetery's unique acoustics and the psychological effects of its somber atmosphere. Despite numerous investigations, definitive conclusions remain elusive, adding to the cemetery's mystique. God's Acre continues to captivate the imagination of both locals and visitors. Its rich history, coupled with the enduring legends and reported paranormal activities, has cemented its status as a cultural landmark. The cemetery serves as a poignant reminder of Salem's past, while the ongoing mysteries invite contemplation about the boundaries between the known and the unknown. As the stories surrounding God's Acre grew over the years, so did the number of first-hand accounts from visitors and local residents. What was once a quiet historical resting place transformed into a site of intrigue for ghost hunters, skeptics, and believers alike. Witnesses describe an eerie atmosphere, an overwhelming sense of being watched, and in some cases, unexplained physical sensations, tingling skin, a sudden chill in the air, or the unmistakable feeling of unseen hands brushing against them. Among the most compelling experiences are those of apparitions. Some claim to have seen full-bodied figures in period clothing wandering between the gravestones. Others describe these figures simply vanishing when approached, leaving behind an unsettling stillness. One of the most chilling reports involves a woman who visited God's Acre at dusk. As she walked along the paths between the identical flat gravestones, she noticed an elderly man dressed in dark clothing standing near the oldest section of the cemetery. Assuming he was a caretaker, she approached to ask him a question, but as she neared, the man turned and faded into thin air before her eyes. A similar account comes from a group of college students who ventured into the cemetery on a dare. They reported seeing shadow-like figures moving just out of reach of their flashlight beams. One student claimed to have heard a faint whisper in his ear, though no one else was close enough to speak to him. The voice simply said, "You shouldn't be here." The group fled, unwilling to risk further encounters. One prevailing theory about the hauntings of God's Acre is that they are residual rather than intelligent hauntings. In other words, the energy of past lives and events is imprinted onto the environment, replaying itself like a tape. This could explain the reports of shadowy figures that seem unaware of the living or sounds of footsteps that never lead to a visible presence. However, there are also stories that hint at something more interactive. Visitors have described experiencing direct responses to questions, including EVP, electronic voice phenomena. Recordings of faint voices answering inquiries. Some have even reported feeling unseen hands lightly touching them as if attempting to communicate. While believers point to these encounters as evidence of supernatural activity, skeptics argue that natural explanations must also be considered. The uniform layout of the graves, combined with the play of shadows at twilight, may cause the brain to perceive movement where none exists. The human mind is also highly suggestible, especially in locations known for their haunted history. Additionally, the possibility of electromagnetic disturbances affecting perception has been explored. Certain geological conditions, such as underground water sources or mineral-rich soil, can create electromagnetic fields that some believe contribute to feelings of unease or even mild hallucinations. Regardless of whether one believes in ghosts, there's no denying that God's Acre has an undeniable presence. The stories passed down through generations, the eerie encounters shared by visitors, and the site's deeply historical roots make it one of Winston-Salem's most intriguing locations. Is God's Acre a true gateway to the past, where spirits still roam among the gravestones, or is it simply the weight of history playing tricks on the mind? Perhaps the answer lies in the silence of the cemetery itself, where the past lingers, waiting for those willing to listen. So what do we make of God's Acre? On one hand, we have centuries of history, carefully preserved traditions, and a cemetery designed with remarkable precision and intention. On the other, we have an undeniable collection of eerie encounters, shadowy figures that vanish before the eye can focus, whispers that come from nowhere, and an overwhelming feeling that something or someone is watching. Skeptics might argue that it's all about the power of suggestion. You step into a cemetery expecting to feel something strange, and before long, your mind starts filling in the blanks. Shadows become apparitions. A gust of wind turns into a whisper. That unsettling feeling in your gut, just your brain telling you that cemeteries are supposed to feel this way. But here's the thing. God's Acre isn't just any cemetery. It's a place where stories have endured for generations, where people who didn't expect to see anything left, convinced they had. Could it be residual energy? A glimpse into something beyond our understanding? Or is it possible that some places simply hold on to the past in ways we don't fully comprehend? Whatever the truth may be, God's Acre stands as a place where history and the unexplained seem to meet. And whether you visit for its historical significance or to see if you can catch a glimpse of the Little Red Man, one thing is certain. It's a place that leaves an impression. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.